The following radio program may contain brief coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Oh, wait! Son of a...
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the Wind Blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
Kelvin, that's you.
Oh, and I'm Kelvin Wong.
A little bit slow there, buddy. Yeah. Seriously, wake up. You know, get off the porn sites, please.
Yeah.
Zach's back there somewhere.
Zach's.
Hi.
The reason why Zach is not near a microphone is because we have two special guests in the studio today, and they are.
I'm Helena.
And I'm Mike.
And tell us a little bit about yourself, starting with Mike.
I go to Canador College. I'm taking culinary arts first year, and it's a good program. And then I met Eric through high school, and he just asked me to be on a show.
You can move the mic closer. I say every guest, I say, yeah, you can move the mic closer.
I am Mike. You know. So you're going to make me move closer?
Just to the microphone.
You walked into that one.
You really did.
My bad. Where are you in
Canador College.
Thank you. And culinary arts?
Yep,
and you want to be a chef?
Yep, chef. Yep.
Is that the right word? Is that like a professional term for anything? Yep. It's just chef?
It's professional work.
What Zach said,
culinary artist. You can use that, but the actual technical term is a chef. You would, and then you can go from there to become a Red Seal chef. So.
What? A Red Seal chef?
Do
you like serve like some kind of like British Army or?
It's just a title. It allows you to be, or it basically is. You're a certified chef. You have chef papers.
Okay, sure.
Like, when you go to school, you get your diploma, and then you basically apprentice from there and get your chef papers, become a Red Seal chef, take a test, pretty much like any other trade.
Awesome. And Helena, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're smart. You actually moved
the... I did.
You actually moved the whole...
The whole thing.
Yeah. All right, speak.
Okay, well, I met Eric in high school, just like Mike did. We did the shows together in school, so, you know...
Shows? What shows?
We worked on Grease, Guys and Dolls, and I do believe that was it. I don't know if you did Beauty and the Beast or not.
I was out by then.
Okay, so we only did two shows together. Well, a little bit about me. I'm 20 in 2 days, which is really exciting. And last year,
Kelvin Wong,
you sang happy birthday to me last year.
Do you remember that, Kelvin?
I guess I did.
Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Did you sing happy birthday to yourself?
No.
Why not?
Because I got my other friends to do it.
Snap.
Good job.
Yeah.
But, don't worry, we'll sing happy birthday again for you.
Where were you when... you might as well do it now because we're not going to be on until... Like,
we should all just do it.
Do it now?
Yeah, it's also sing happy birthday to Helena on the count of three. You ready? One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Helena. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Oh, guys, thank you.
Sorry, when's your birthday?
March 2nd.
Okay, just checking. It's a good thing you weren't on like a leap year or something. I have no idea what the world would just come crumbling down.
Yeah, I think so too.
That'd be weird having your birthday on a leap year. Having your birthday on a leap year would be pretty weird.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Like, what would you do? Celebrate the day before or after or something?
I don't know. I would just celebrate my birthday every 4 years.
Yeah, that'd probably.
Yeah. It'd just be more fun that
what
way.
Would
be
your
that,
ID
it would
say,
be
though?
More epic.
Yeah, but what would your ID say? Like, would it be
two.
Like, would you
how
be like
old are you?
Old?
I'm just 2 years old.
Could you imagine like?
Imagine going to a bar like technical age would be like 43.
I'm underage.
Like, yeah, I'm
sorry.
16.
Yeah, that would suck. Anyways, guys, we're going to start you off with some great music. We got some Panic at the Disco to start you off. And we got some more great music coming up and some hot topics. So stay tuned in. Don't forget
hot
to tune
topics.
In to... It's a great store, too. Hot Topic?
Hot Topic.
Yeah.
I'm a Hot Topic.
Sounds like we're on The View or something.
The who?
Have you never heard of The View?
No. What's,
no.
What's
the
a view?
The TV show in the States? You've never
have you heard of that, Kelvin?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Oh, God.
Kelvin
Eric,
knows everything.
Say yes.
They can't. The people out there can't see me nod my head. They can
it's
hear
like
me say yes.
A face for radio.
Pat, that's not nice.
I have a beautiful face for radio. Everybody has a face for radio.
Awesome.
Even Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Well, Well, that's a given.
He's exactly. President.
That is such a given.
Yeah. All right, we'll start you off with some music, guys. Start you off with some Panic at the Disco with the Ballad of Mona Lisa. Great song, great music. Here it is, The Ballad of Mona Lisa by Panic at the Disco here on Where the Wind Blows.
Times roll in case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Yeah.
What's wrong, baby? Don't they treat you like they should? Did you take them for it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 7:19 in the p.m. here on Centennial College's CCC campus. One breath again.
That's what she said.
That's insane.
I do it every... That is what she said. Always. She always says that. I actually wouldn't know.
That's what she said.
Bazinga. Cut all your mics off.
No.
Just kidding.
That's mean.
That's okay. We can scream in here.
Everybody laugh louder!
You guys are mean. So
you walked into it, though.
Yeah, a little bit. Literally, I walked... No, I didn't literally walk into it. I walked into the table.
Figuratively. Patton knows words.
Same shit, different day, okay?
Language!
Same stuff, different day.
There you go. Jeez.
We have a disclaimer. Recorded it last week.
We did not record it last week. We recorded it 2 weeks ago. Three.
Doesn't
okay,
matter.
Same thing. Same
Don't
thing.
Matter.
Tuesday. Same
Three.
Thing. Don't worry.
Okay, whatever. Anyways, I was looking up on the news the other day, and I saw the most amazing thing in the world.
And what is that?
Most amazing thing in the world is they are trying to bring Quidditch to the Olympics.
That's
Thoughts,
awesome.
Go.
I personally think that's pretty awesome.
Move the mic.
There you go. I personally think that's pretty awesome. Like, if they're going to bring it to the Olympics, that'd be such a good thing to do. Like, how many sports have been entered to the Olympics recently that are like that awesome?
None.
Exactly. That's the point right there.
So yeah, I don't know, like, put that up on the Facebook page and see what people say. Come, I think it'd be pretty awesome. I mean, I've watched videos of Quidditch, and it looks amazing. I mean, it's obviously nothing like, you know, like Harry Potter, where they're actually riding on a broomstick and, you know, there's a magical snitch flying around and Bludger's trying to kill you. But it's like a legitimate sport. Ryerson has a team. U of T has a team. University of Ottawa has a team. Queens has a team. It's crazy. I mean, just how popular this sport is actually.
You know, it's insane. I would,
what
if
are you
I
doing
was.
Doing back there?
I feel like popped the bag right behind me. His bag just got popped.
That would have been awesome.
I don't understand. Why is it always me they make fun of?
It is your show.
You really want the answer to that?
No, I do not.
I think that's in your best interest.
But you know what, Eric? Honestly, if I was playing Quidditch, I'd be singing the theme song to Harry Potter. I'm not
you
even.
You can't
kidding.
Sing.
I would like hum it. I would be running around the field, and I'd be, it'd be like coming out.
You would be just, and then you would get smacked in the head with a bludger.
Yeah, that sounds about me. Yeah. That sounds like me.
Sounds
yeah.
like right.
Baseballs at you. That'd be awesome.
Baseballs. Dude, get over here and get a mic.
No.
Sit over here.
Mics are overrated.
Yes.
So you're overrated?
No. Well, I kind of walked into that one,
okay,
but
yeah, he got you back for that.
He did.
Mike,
he got me back.
Awesome comeback. Yes.
Mics are overrated. Yeah. All right. But our name does mean godlike technically, so we are pretty awesome.
Actually, they're mythical.
Ego's getting bigger.
It's okay, but you know
I do have a big head, so
the one on your shoulders.
Yes.
Okay, just checking. But no, like Quidditch, I think it'd be really awesome. I mean, the one thing that I like about the Quidditch scene is that their snitches are people. I got a BBM. Look at that, sweet. It'll be
popular.
Checked later. What,
Mr. Popular?
Clearly. But like this, shut up.
It's probably stuff.
Probably she can.
Listen to the show.
Oh, you're so fucked when you get home.
Language!
We have a disclaimer. Stop telling me about my language when I recorded the disclaimer. Like, come on.
Shut up. No, the snitch is a human, and it's funny because the snitch has no rules. If I were a snitch, I would, you know, they start the game, they would quote-unquote release the snitch. I would go get a coffee, you know, go home, take a nap, and then realize it's like, you know, three, four hours later, I'd be like, oh, maybe I should make an appearance now. On my way there, I'll like run into some old friends. Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just playing Quidditch.
Maybe do a radio show, you know?
Yeah, you know, do a radio show in the middle there. You know, yeah. No rules about being a snitch. I'd be like, dude, I'll just go around and, you know, go to a party, you know, go to the bar.
Just go to a pub, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. Just go to a club and just have fun, you know? What would you do?
I'd probably go take a nap.
That's a good idea.
Go cook some food, you know. I'd probably do it all.
Kelvin?
I'd probably tackle people too.
If
I was
a
on the field.
Beater's job.
Well, but you're the snitch. You have no rules.
You can don't do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, you don't. You can do whatever the heck you want, and you just want to like get this away from true. People. So the best way from playing football is you just attack them.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's not football. It's Quidditch.
Just take the beater stick and start beating.
Well, the snitch does have no rules.
Exactly.
Zach, Zach, what would you do?
If I was the snitch, okay, you don't have to. You don't have to move it. Okay.
Yeah, you whatever. Do.
Now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay. If I was the snitch, like
what the? Like, Valishnish. What was that word?
I said snitch.
Oh.
What did you guys all hear?
Valishnish.
Amsterdam.
Stop talking over me. Damn it.
I heard snitch.
Yeah.
You're right beside him.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what I was saying. Like, if Centennial had a team and I was a snitch, I'd just, as I'm walking in the middle of the field, just kick the balls of the other team's seeker and just run away.
Oh, good story, bro.
Oh, my.
What about you, Calvin? What would you do?
I'd go to Zach's. I'd DJ to Zach's show and then come back.
Then you just go DJ.
And then you just go after. No, you wouldn't go there. After you'd go to the club, do some DJing there, and then.
So what is your DJ name?
There is no DJ
name. Yeah, it's Little Asian
K. You have to have a DJ name.
Little Asian
DJ
K.
Kelvin
Little
Wong.
Yeah, there you go.
DJ Wong or something, or Chong or whatever it is.
Chong? Who the hell is Chong?
I don't know.
Jeez, you don't listen to this show enough. That is terrible. Get out of my studio.
I don't think you've ever listened to it.
Fine.
You leave.
It's my show.
I don't think you've ever listened to this show.
Well, you're missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the excitement.
It's because I'm not on it. Really. So you now I am, but.
Oh my God. I have nothing to say to that.
That's what I thought.
Okay. We're going to go back to some music, guys. We got some Headley lined up for you. We're going to take the mood down a little bit. We're going to start with the song called Beautiful.
I know I am.
By. Why are you, Helena? Why do you not bring him more often?
Because I've only done this one time.
Microphone.
I've only done this one time.
I guess so. Anyways, this song, "Beautiful," is dedicated to a special somebody.
Thank you.
Quit ruining the mood, goddammit! This song goes out to Stephanie. Here is "Beautiful" by Headley.
City cold and moonlight bright, mountains old, I'll watch the water. Someone's old friend, someone's lover, someone's sister, someone's daughter. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she everything you need? Isn't she everything you need? Yeah. Child of earth with gentle hands, wind in hair and tones in sand. Make you laugh, she'll make you listen. Nothing's broken, nothing's missing. Isn't she beautiful? Isn't she she everything you need? Isn't she everything you need? Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Have you been? Can I come in? Just came to get my things and then I guess I'm leaving. If I could say what you'd like to hear, I'd whisper in your ear, it's only temporary. But I've been taking you for granted and I
and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, the only show on air that makes fun of me.
Ha! Loser.
Watch. Oh, God. Anyways, what?
There's one more.
Which one's it?
The one right after.
Yeah. No, there's more music on that one.
Oh, thank you,
Doesn't
Calvin.
Mean we don't make fun of you beforehand.
That's true. Calvin, what were we just listening to?
The song before that and the song before that.
Sweet. That's great, great music. What were the bands?
That band with
a color.
Color.
A tree, I guess.
A tree?
Trench is a tree, isn't it?
Or Mariner's not. Trench is a... That's not a tree. It's a trench in the Atlantic Ocean.
And...
Headley. What is a Headley? What is a Headley?
What's a Headley?
What is a Headley? Question for our listeners. What is a Headley?
I should post that up.
Gif? Yeah.
Good idea.
What is a Headley? Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. The time is 7:39 in the PM. I think it's... I noticed today, I was on my way to school. Clearly, because I'm here. And,
You just sounded dumb.
What else is new?
Nothing, really.
Someone's
I'm just
gonna,
speaking the truth.
Someone's going to die.
Over there. Oh, my God.
Calvin, don't fall over. We don't need to do...
I've done that already.
You know.
But the weather, it was like kind of nice out, and then...
Kind of nice out?
Originally, it wasn't too bad outside. And then I... What? Whatever.
I'm listening.
Okay, anyways, and then all of a sudden, I hit Pickering and just snow everywhere. I could not see out the bloody window. It was, and it's weird because over the last 2 weeks, like, oh, it's been nice, it's nice, and Monday was like 7 degrees or something like that. It was beautiful.
Man, Monday was beautiful.
It was absolutely gorgeous. And then all of a sudden, it was just like,
snowstorm.
Snow, we're going to throw some snow at you. Haha, Mother Nature's like, just kidding.
One time I was coming home from school back in high school, and I was standing at the bus stop, and there's McLaughlin behind me because I went to Dwyer, and then Dwyer's in front of me. And you look behind me, and there's sun, and no clouds in the sky, and you turn around, you look across the street, and there's a sheet of white. And it's coming at you pretty damn fast, and it's like...
That's happened to me before when I was in London. It looks pretty cool.
It looks cool until it hits you.
Yeah, and then you're just like, aww. Like, oh, come on.
See, but weather like this is nothing compared to North Bay. Like, North Bay is intense. Like,
tell us about North Bay weather.
North Bay weather, like, take this weather and multiply it by, like, 20. Like, the amount of snow we have here is, like, absolutely nothing. Like,
there is no snow.
There's a little bit of snow on our way up here, but, like...
Well, a little bit.
Like, it was slush. That was the easiest way. Yeah. It was basically, like, a slush. But, like, the snow out there, like... I think the coldest it's been is, like, minus 27.
So far?
Up there?
Yeah.
So far this winter?
Oh. That I've checked.
Like this past winter?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And like,
what is minus 27 anymore? I don't even know what it is anymore, what it feels like. It's like...
Minus 27 is...
It feels like minus 27.
Like, I mean, the coldest I think we've had so far is like
minus 10,
minus 15, minus 10, 15 tops.
Like, the first thing is I'm not a jacket person. So people, like, they're like, why aren't you wearing your jacket? And like, one, I've been living up in North Bay for like... this rest of semester, and coming down here, it's like going for a summer vacation.
It's true.
It really
is. Oh, God damn, I need a vacation.
Don't we all?
My God. Like, I want to go on a cruise.
Oh, that would be amazing.
It's like like the Caribbean cruise where you're going to listen to like a shell and be like, you know.
I want to go on the Disney cruise. I don't know what cruise you're talking about.
You just want to mess with Donald Duck.
Disney.
Or Daffy Duck or whoever.
You're never too old for Disney.
Or what she said. You are never too old. I would love to go on the Disney cruise. I really would.
Loved it.
He's gonna be a friend Goofy and Mickey Mouse.
Awesome. No, it's okay. I do that too. I'd get like pictures with all.
He's gonna go mess with.
And I'd see all the shows.
No, God, no. Cinderella.
Buzz Lightyear, maybe.
Your mic is cut off.
You're still talk pretty loud.
Damn it.
I am a loud voice. I project, you know. Cut me.
Whatever.
Funny.
You're not allowed to come back.
You wanted me to come back before we went on with the music, and now you don't.
That changed my mind.
What
depends
are you, like a
day.
Dog, like itching your ear? Come on, Calvin. Like, would you stamp in your leg, itching your ear?
It's like Thumper.
Yes, let's pick on Calvin right now.
It's Thumper.
I'll pick
from
on
Bambi.
Anybody. Yeah, he's like Thumper. Just going, foot going.
It's
yeah.
Just, we're just sticking with Disney right now, apparently. Yeah, it was no. It's just I need. It's just like the being on a cruise. Nobody can reach you. I would not pay for Wi-Fi on a cruise.
I wouldn't either.
I would.
Of course you would. I'm not surprised.
If I can go this week without my phone and my computer, I'm pretty sure I can go a week on a cruise.
Kelvin couldn't go a day without his computer. Kelvin could not go an hour without his computer.
I can go an hour without my phone.
Try me.
Let's do it then. I'll throw it.
Dude, you're always on Facebook.
I'll get that crazy rush from YouTube to like blow it up. Boom. Big explosion.
I think Kelvin, he doesn't need internet. As long as he has virtual DJ with him, he's fine.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Or virtual porn. What about you?
What about you?
I've gone a while.
Disclaimer.
Over Christmas break, 3 weeks, no Facebook. I was proud.
I came
back to school and I'm like, fuck, I need it again.
See, for me, I didn't get on Facebook until later into the, like, the Facebook train.
Yeah, no, I caught that train about halfway through high school. No, grade 10. Grade 10 I caught
that. He sent me the link. I'm like, what the hell is Facebook?
What is this Facebook? What is this?
And I'm addicted
Facebook?
To it.
Yeah, I think I got mine in about
I'm
grade
a dick. 9. I'm addicted to Facebook.
It's like Speaking Twitter. Like, how the heck do you tweet something?
What is a tweet?
I have Twitter.
I don't know. The only way
I have Twitter.
Yeah, I have Twitter, but I don't know how to tweet something.
Oh, true.
You don't know how to tweet something?
No. Like
New Year's
time,
Eve.
Yeah, that was the only
time. That was
time.
Fun.
That was fun, and they didn't answer us back.
New Year's Eve.
That pissed me off royally.
They were complete dicks. We should write a freaking report.
I agree.
MTV or whatever. Say, like, you guys didn't play your stuff.
Oh, jeez. You know what else is addicting? BBM.
No, BBM is not addicting.
I absolutely
addicting.
Love BBM.
iMessenger
I absolutely love it.
Is a lot better than BBM.
Well, clearly, because it's Apple.
It's Apple.
Next Apple right trumps everything.
It does.
Literally.
But I'm kind of leaving
everything
the BlackBerry and going the iPhone anyways.
But new to users,
thank
like,
God.
Like if you throw your iPhone around or iPod, it like puts like 10 years on it. Just trust me, your phone will start to die.
In about 10 years?
No, it like...
It takes 10 years off of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the iPhone is like a weapon.
It is.
It's like
is
a brick in your hand.
Like, if there were mics in front of me, I'd throw it right at you right now.
You're nice.
Please do.
You guys are supposed to be my friends. My God.
Dang it,
But you know what? You know what really bugs me?
Yay.
I think whoever has a BlackBerry...
It would probably still survive.
Would you shut up? Okay, so whoever has a BlackBerry that's listening
hey,
or in this
porn.
Room...
GTFO.
Eric, I think you can... connect with me on this. The one person on your contact list that updates every 5 minutes.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Like
you know
I have an update. I have an update and it's just like, no. It's sad. It's sad. What? It's sad. No. I am sad. I am trying not to cry. I'm happy now. I'm gonna have a shower and I feel sick now and it's just like does everybody need to know this?
Or those people that update
do.
Their name. Like, every 2 seconds they take characters out, and then they put it back in, and then they take it out, and they put it back in again.
Yeah,
like,
I don't understand that
That drives
either.
Me absolutely mental.
See, I always spell check before
yeah,
that
Yeah, I do,
you know another thing that drives me nuts? It's autocorrect. Autocorrect should stop.
I
yeah,
love
Blackberry
autocorrect.
Doesn't have
it is,
autocorrect.
It is an amazing thing when
it
you're
does,
drunk.
It does, you can turn it on.
It is an amazing
oh,
thing
really?
When you're drunk because it makes you sound sober. But when you're sober typing it, it makes you sound drunk.
It's so true. I've thought of that.
I just now know how to decode his messages.
That's just
I
fun
learned
shit.
That.
First place, fun so.
Shit. What?
What? I spelled properly in the first place.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
I do too.
I'm one of those people that I hate the, you know, like, people who can't spell. And, like, they know how to spell,
how's
but, they
choo-
but they choose.
Yeah, you. Yeah,
they choose not to. It's just like, I am GD, how, the letter R, are you? I'm like, write a sentence,
get,
come
okay.
on. Where's your punctuation in that? Your
I
punctuation
know.
Is key.
Look at him rubbing his hair. That
I
was
knew.
Awesome.
He's still going.
Oh, yeah.
I knew this guy, but I was really close with this guy back in the summertime, and I swear to God,
bro.
I had Patton and a bunch of other friends troll him because
oh my
he,
God,
couldn't,
that was
he did not know how to speak.
Thing ever.
Honestly, he was like.
Who was that? Do I know this person?
I don't know if you know him.
Okay, we'll discuss this later. What? Okay, we'll talk
I'm
about
not
it later.
Say his name on
no,
there.
But no, it's just.
It was Jane Doe.
I know that guy.
Don't we all?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Husband's John Doe.
Bah. Anyways, I forgot to update the music. Wonderful. I am a little slow, but that's what else is new?
No comment.
Anyways, LMFAO released a new music video today. Kelvin, what is that video? Kelvin. That is gonna be my new ringtone right there. Just Kelvin just singing that over and over again. No, they released Search for Party Rockin', and I'm going to play that song for you in just a few seconds.
Oh. We're getting haters right now.
What?
From Mr.
We just lost listeners because
gonna have to wait now.
For what?
For the music.
For the music.
Oh, true. Anyways,
good job.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is LMFAO with Sorry for Party Rocking here on Centennial Internet Radio.
Sorry for party rocking. In the party, looking for a hottie to bone. I got a drink in my hand, and it just called Buffalo. Popping bottles in a house with models in the VIP. All the girls made out for the whole damn club to see. People always say that my music's loud. Sorry for party rocking. Neighbors complain, and turn it down. Sorry for party rocking. Haters don't like, we got the spotlight. Sorry for party rocking. When they talk shit, just be polite. Sorry for party rocking. I'm awfully crazy, off some rocks, off a drone, shit, whatever's tasty. We don't got no manners, hanging off the rafters. Let's go drink a drink, $100, she won't outlast us. Check my style, take a good look, I'm fresh fish. In my way with the music so loud, I'm deaf fish. Getting brain at a red light with people watching. Sorry for party rocking. If you show up already, toe up, this is what you say. And if you're blacked out with your sack out, this is what you say. And if you throw up in your hose cup, this is what you say. And if she has a hissy fit, cause your whiskey dick, this is what you say. Oh, oh, oh. When I'm in a club sipping bub, really drunk, and I see a fat booty, gotta have it, I'ma grab it, it's a habit, automatic, like Uzi, Uzi, with the sick flow, make a shit go crazy, and flash them tatas, red food, blood do, a true, party vodka. I'm true to the game too, it's called beer pong, and I can't lose, I got a bunch of bad bitches in the back with some rock on tap and a little bit of Grey Goose, ooh, oh yeah, we killin' shit, with all money, we diligent, so here's a sorry in advance, no hard feelings, bitch. Sorry for party rocking. People always say that my music's loud. Sorry for party rocking. Neighbors complain, say turn it down. Sorry for party rocking. Haters don't like, we got the spotlight. Sorry for party rocking. When they talk shit, just pick lies. Sorry for party rocking.
There's a stranger in my bed. There's a pounding in my head. Glitter.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not a sin, believe capital H. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, Chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or tonight. What's the dealio? I
serious.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass.
Oh shit, my glass is empty. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool, I mean, and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own.
So raise your
glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, all my underdogs. We will never be anything but loud and nitty gritty, dirty little freaks. Won't you come on and raise your glass? Just come on and raise your glass. Won't you come on and raise your glass for me? Just come on and raise your glass for me.
Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, Mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 8:09 in the p.m. What's up?
The sky.
No, that's a ceiling. A really dirty ceiling.
Well, are you getting technical here or what?
Very.
All right. Just trying to prove
that's okay, what it's okay. Eric's known for.
Please. No, we're almost out of time, guys. But don't be sad.
Almost only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and atomic bombs.
You don't need there. Almost with atomic.
That's why I said almost, because you don't have to be right there. The radiation will kill
you.
Oh,
fair.
What I heard was horseshoes or almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. That's where it stopped for me.
Yeah. Where did the atomic bomb come from?
I couldn't tell you. Where did it come from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just, you know.
Hiroshima?
There you
possibly,
go.
Possibly Hiroshima.
There you
but,
go.
But a lot of Asians might hate you or Japanese people.
You okay with that, Kelvin? You okay with that?
I'm not Japanese. I'm Chinese.
Close enough.
All right. They have the same eyes.
Same area. You know?
Not really. Actually, not really.
Asians, you know.
They're from the east-ish.
They're my brothers
and sisters.
Oh, God. No, we're just about out of time, but guys, don't be sad because in just 20 minutes, the jukebox with Zach has an amazing playlist.
It's
will be on at 8:30, so don't forget to tune into that.
Yeah, buddy.
That's about it. That's all I really have to say.
That's all you have to say.
So,
that's pretty boring.
Anyways, bye. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, guys. It's all good.
They thought we were going.
Yeah, they thought we were
going. They thought wrong.
But anyways. Bazinga. So, yeah, that's all the time we have for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. And also another special thanks to Helena and Mike for coming in today. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
And thank you for the happy birthday singing today.
No
problem.
You're welcome.
Just so you know, guys, there will be no show next week because it is reading week next week, so there will be no show.
Soft.
But
that is pretty soft.
See, just so everybody knows, there will be an episode of The Jukebox just to show up where the wind blows.
Oh! You just got showed up. Not showing up.
Log off.
Even I'll be here next week.
Even Kelvin will be here. Come on, man.
Soft, man. No, no.
I
what
will be.
To your dedication.
Well, oh, it's there. It's just on the back burner right now.
You're on the back burner.
The fader went down. See, like this, it went down.
You just turned off your own mic.
That was yours, actually.
Damn it.
Anyways, that's the time we have for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tune into the Jukebox in just under 20 minutes. I am your host, ET.
I'm Zach.
I'm Kelvin. If my mic is up,
it's there.
All right.
And, I'm Mike.
And I'm Helena.
And thanks for tuning in. Tune into the Jukebox in just under 20 minutes. Have a good week. Take it easy.
Cheers.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
We will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Sing it!
We will rock you.
Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes. Gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right.
No crime and bad mistakes.